Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. If you're like me, you are living a good life, but you're striving for something more, something better, learning and growing, trying to improve and uplevel your life, your business, your health. From goals to habits, productivity to time management, and a whole lot of growth mindset in between. Look no further for positive solutions for your life than here to help you transform from the inside out so you can truly live the life you desire. Over the past several weeks, this topic of doing your best versus being the best has been on my mind more and more. Maybe because my son comes home and recounts what happened at recess or in PE class. Maybe because competitiveness runs in my husband's and my blood. And I'm pondering how this plays a role in shaping the messages we send, both out loud and subtly to our kids. And really questioning, what message have they embraced? So what's the difference between doing your best and being the best? So let's start out with being the best. I see being the best as striving for perfection, striving to be the best, not having any weaknesses, being perfect, being strong, both in mind and body. But I also see perfection as weighing us down, as elusive, and in competition with others. Brené Brown talks about perfection in this way. Perfectionism is the belief that if we live perfect, look perfect, and act perfect, we can minimize or avoid the pain of blame, judgment, and shame. Perfectionism is a shield. It's a 20-ton shield that we lug around thinking it will protect us, when in fact, it's the thing that really prevents us from taking flight. So in this way, perfectionism weighs us down, prevents us from being really ourselves, and prevents us from embracing all of us, our strengths and our weaknesses. I also view perfection as elusive, something that you can't reach or touch. It's like a mirage in the desert, or the horizon, or the end of the rainbow. The more you try to reach it or touch it, the further it gets from you. It's also elusive in that it is the highest standard or bar that is set that is relatively unachievable. And what I mean by this is if you do get close to achieving it, or you do achieve the standard or the goal, the bar gets set higher. It's like climbing a mountain peak. You work so hard to get to the top, only to get there and see that there are even higher mountain peaks surrounding you. Being the best brings out our competitiveness, but the competition is with others. It's the need to be first, the need to be right, the need to win the arguments and outperform others. This competitiveness brings out comparison, where you're constantly comparing yourself to others, and there's an obsession of who is in front of you and who is it behind you. And you're trying to get ahead and stay ahead. This competition leads to the never-ending striving to exceed other people's standards and expectations, and wanting to get recognized for it, wanting the big external rewards that come with it. It's really your ego coming out and firing on all cylinders. So how does being the best, by focusing on perfection and being in competition with others, affect somebody? Well, it can be really lonely. it could be really lonely at the top. You can be seen as arrogant and conceited, and others might not want to be around you as you're all focused, all the focus is on you, looking out for number one and not interested in anyone or anything else. It can be detrimental to your overall physical, mental, and emotional well-being. You're more apt to feel stress and anxiety because of the pressure that you put on yourself and the fact that much of what you're also focusing on, the results you are after, are out of your control. You can become addicted to the adrenaline rush of getting the awards, the recognition, the money, the fame, the glory, and accolades. But all that rush is fleeting. It's empty. As you have no one to share the glory with, it doesn't last long. And it re immediately, it requires more because with each step, you're comparing yourself to others and finding others who are further down the road than you or have climbed a higher mountain, and the pursuit continues. All this striving doesn't make you happy, as the road to perfection never ends. You are never truly satisfied. So then, what does doing your best mean? Doing your best is a choice you make each and every day to get better, to get 1% better, to do the little things that compound over time to help you achieve your dreams. It's something that you can control. You can control how you show up, the choices you make, how hard you work, and it brings out the determination, your grit, perseverance, resilience, your creativity, and the problem solving in you. Doing your best is going all in. It's putting forth 100% or more of your effort and your ability into something. It's pouring your heart and soul into something. It's giving your absolute best effort. Holding nothing back, doing everything you possibly can do to make it happen. And in this way, I often think about the death crawl in the scene Facing the Giants movie. If you haven't seen it, I'll put the link in the show notes. It's so worth the 5 minutes of your time. But doing your best might not be the same every day. And it's not the same for everyone. Your best today might be different than doing your best tomorrow, depending on how you're feeling, taking care of yourself, and other circumstances in your life. But doing your best, you are not in competition with anyone but yourself. Those that strive to do their best have ambition, they want to beat their own personal records. Or their personal bests, not anyone else's. They push themselves to master new skills and they rely on their inner drive to get better. The only person you need to compare yourself to is the person you were yesterday. Are you doing better today than yesterday? If so, great. If you need a refresher on this, go back and listen to my episode number 20 on getting 1% better. But doing your best doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect or that you succeed all the time. You will fail. A baby doesn't learn how to walk the first time trying. A kid doesn't learn how to tie their shoes the first time doing it. And we as adults often don't lose those 10 pounds and keep it off the first time. Well, at least I haven't. Doing your best also means take failure in stride. Failure is an opportunity to learn something, to learn a lesson, and use it for your benefit. Learning is reflecting on what happened, asking yourself questions in order to gain information on what to do differently the next time. You might need to experiment to do multiple iterations and use more than one strategy. Doing your best also means that you realize you don't know everything and you seek out others who are more knowledgeable or successful in the area that you want to improve upon. You look to a coach, a mentor, an expert, and ask for advice. Ask questions in order to gain insights and expand your knowledge. And you're willing to step into the unknown. You take risks, experiment, explore opportunities, and discover something new. Also, when you're doing your best, remember to remain optimistic. Check in with your thoughts. Don't let negative thoughts sabotage your efforts. You can do this. You can get better one day at a time. People who strive to do their best are more relaxed. They have a greater sense of control in their lives, and they're happier, more satisfied, and more fulfilled. Being the best is being in competition with everyone else, striving to be number one, which can lead to a lot of stress, anxiety, and loneliness. Doing your best leads people to becoming and being the best person they can be. They're giving the best of themselves to others. And in turn, they share in the joy of being surrounded by people who want the best for them and can cheer them on. So where are you in your life striving to be the best? In what areas of your life are you doing your best, giving your best effort? And how can you tell the difference? What is different in how you feel, the thoughts that you have, and how your body feels, and how you interact with others? By doing your best versus being the best, what's the difference? And are you actually doing your best? I encourage you to look up the death crawl scene from Facing the Giants and determine whether or not you are doing your absolute best. Thank you and have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.